今天正道的经文是列王记上十八章十七至四十六节。
亚哈见了以利亚，便说：“使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？”以利亚说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。现在你当差遣人招聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚舍拉的那400个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。”亚哈就差遣人招聚以色列众人和先知，都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。以利亚对众民说：“做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴利的先知却有450个人，当给我们两只牛犊。巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊，放在柴上也不点火。你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降火显应的神就是神。”众民回答说：“这话甚好。”以利亚对巴利的先知说：“你们既是人多，当先挑选一只牛犊，预备好了，就求告你们神的名，却不要点火。”他们将所得的牛犊预备好了，从早晨到午间，求告巴利的名，说：“巴利啊，求你应允我们。”却没有声音，没有应允的。他们在所住的坛四周涌跳。到了正午，以利亚嬉笑他们，说：“大声求告吧，因为他是神。他或默想，或走到一边，或行路，或睡觉，你们当叫醒他。”他们大声求告，按着他们的规矩，用刀枪自割自刺，直到身体流血。从午后直到现晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。以利亚对众民说：“你们到我这里来。”众民就到他那里，他便重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。以利亚照雅各子孙支派的数目取了12块石头。耶和华的话曾临到雅各说：“你的名要叫以色列。”用这些石头为耶和华的名筑一座坛，在坛的四周挖沟，可容谷种2细亚。又在坛上摆好了柴，把牛犊切成筷子放在柴上，对众人说：“你们用4个桶盛满水，倒在燔祭和柴上。”又说：“倒第二次。”他们就倒第二次。又说：“倒第三次。”他们就倒第三次。水流在坛的四周，沟里也满了水。到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚进前来说：“亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神耶和华啊，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。耶和华啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你造这民的心回转。” 于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。众民看见了，就伏伏在地，说：耶和华是神，耶和华是神。以利亚对他们说：拿住巴利的先知，不容一人逃脱。众人就拿住他们。以利亚带他们到基顺河边，在那里杀了他们。以利亚对亚哈说：你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声了。亚哈就上去吃喝。以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中，对仆人说：你上去向海观看。仆人就上去观看，说：没有什么。他说：你再去观看。如此七次。第七次，仆人说：我看见有一小片云从海里上来，不过如人手那样大。以利亚说：你上去告诉亚哈，当套车下去，免得被雨阻挡。霎时间，天因风雨黑暗，降下大雨。亚哈就坐车往耶斯列去。耶和华的灵降在以利亚身上，他就束上腰，奔在亚哈前头，直到耶斯列的城门。
1 Kings chapter 18, verses 17 to 46. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, Is that you, you troubler of Israel? I have not made trouble for Israel, Elijah replied, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces, and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull, and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire. He is God. Then all the people said, What you say is good. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire. So they took the bull given to them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. O Baal, answer us, they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. Shout louder, he said. Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is in deep thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying, until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, Come here to me. They came to him, and he prepared the altar of the Lord, which was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Israel, from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, You shall be Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 shears of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again, he said, and they did it again. Do it a third time, he ordered, and they did it a third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. The fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood and the stones and the soil, and also licked up all the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God. Then Elijah commanded them, Seize the prophets of Baal, do not let anyone get away. They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there. And Elijah said to Ahab, Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down on the ground, and put his face between his knees. Go and look toward the sea, he told his servant. And he went up and looked. There is nothing there, he said. Seven times Elijah said, Go back. The seventh time the servant reported, A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. So Elijah said, Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose, a heavy rain came down, and Ahab rose off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel.
Brothers and sisters, peace.
在上个月的时候，我们联合崇拜，我们讲到摩西为以色列人来建立信仰。
During last month's combined meeting, we spoke of Moses establishing the religion and faith for the Israelites.
那么今天呢，我们要看的这一个故事。是在那个之后将近六七百年的时间了。
And today we see a story which occurs roughly 600 to 700 years later.
那么以色列人在摩西建立的信仰里面
，The Israelites in the faith that Moses established，
能够在普世的人当中首先认识这一位独一创造宇宙万物的上帝。
Were able to recognize the Creator God before all of the entire world.
那么神在这一个民族里面留下伟大的见证。
Amongst these people, God left a great testimony.
其实这一个见证不仅仅是要给留给以色列人的。
This testimony is not just for the Israelite people.
而是要叫普世的人透过以色列这个民族也能够认识这一位独一。创造宇宙万物的真神
But so that through the Israelites, all people can come to know the one true creator.
那么这个是信仰
And this is faith.
那么信仰就是人与至高者中间建立的那一个关系
Faith is the relationship that people have between our God.
那么过了几百年以后
Several hundred years later,
以色列人在信仰上越来越迷失
The Israelites become more and more confused in their faith.
那么到了今天我们讲故事的这个时间
By the time of the story that we see today,
是以色列分裂成了两个国家
Israel has split into two kingdoms.
那么南国叫犹大
The southern kingdom is called Judah.
那么北国还叫以色列
The northern kingdom is called Israel.
那么北国以色列从南国从这个整个以色列当中分离出来以后
After the northern kingdom separated from the southern kingdom,
那么他们的第一个王叫耶罗波安
Their first king was called Jeroboam.
那么他在北国的整个的信仰里边引领整个国家走错路
And he led the entire nation down the wrong path in faith
那么他把埃及的 拜金牛的这一个宗教就带进了北国以色列。
He brought the golden calf worship of Egypt into the nation of Israel.
那么以色列从一开始，就是北国的以色列，从一开始的时候，在信仰上就走错路了。
And from the very beginning, the northern kingdom walked the wrong path.
那么上帝在北国的以色列这个到从他的开始啊，北国以色列分裂到现在，大约走过了六十多年的时间。
And from the beginning of the separation, there was roughly 60 years of history that God worked with that kingdom.
啊，就是到了这个以利亚的时候，大概北国以色列已经有六十多年的历史了。
Until the time of Elijah, roughly 60 years of history.
那么这是到了第三个朝代。
And this is the third dynasty.
那么借着他们改朝换代的时候，
Every time that the dynasty changed,
那么上帝盼望他们能够在信仰上归正。
God hoped that their faith would become reformed.
但是不但没有归正，
Not only was it never reformed,
在他们原有的信仰上，他们更加错误。
But they became worse.
那么到了以利亚的年代，
Until the time of Elijah,
是他们北国以色列的第三个朝代。
It is the third dynasty in Israel.
那么这中间，这个时候的王，
And the king at this time,
叫做亚哈，
was called Ahab.
那么他娶了一个西顿的王，这个公主来做太太，做妻子。
And he married a Sidonian princess for his wife.
那么他就把这个当地迦南人拜巴利的这个宗教民间习俗带进以色列。
And he brought the religious Baal worship into the kingdom of Israel.
那么巴利这一个偶像是非常可憎的一个偶像。
And the Baal idols were very terrible for that nation.
其实这是一个非常古老的民间宗教的一个民间宗教。
It is an ancient religion.
那么在中东这个地区非常的普遍。
And it was very common in the Middle Eastern area.
一直影响到今天。
Until today, it is still influential.
这个当时他们拜的这个偶像里面有两个非常重要的偶像。
At the time in this religion, there were two very key figures.
一个是巴利。
One is called Baal.
一个是叫亚舍拉。
The other is called Ashtaroth.
那么这两个呢，是一个男神，一个女神。
One is a male god and one is a female god.
那么他们呢，这个结合的时候就产生，他们认为是一种祝福。
And when those two were combined, they thought of it as a blessing.
所以他们这个拜这个生殖的现象在当时的社会很普遍。
At that time, it was very common to worship the fertility goddess.
那么，一直到今天，这个拜生殖的现象在普世上非常的普遍。
Until today, the worship of fertility is still very common.
我们看到很多国家的重要的建筑物。
Well, we see the many key monuments in various countries.
在澳洲还不是那么明显。
There are not many in Australia.
在美国非常明显。
In America, in the US, you can see them.
我们知道美国的这个首都的建筑就白宫。
For example, the White House in the capital of the US.
那么那个地方，它的首都的地区叫 Washington DC。
The area of the capital is called Washington DC.
大家知道 Washington DC 是什么意思？
What does Washington DC mean?
Washington 当然是他的第一个总统的名字。
Washington was the name of the first president.
然后这个 DC 是什么意思？
What does DC mean?
是 District of Columbia.
District of Columbia.
那么就是哥伦比亚地区特区。
District of Columbia.
那么哥伦比亚特区，哥伦比亚是谁呢？
Who is Columbia?
哥伦比亚就是希腊化的，这个亚舍拉。
And Columbia is the Greek interpretation of the goddess Asherah.
就是女性的这个拜女神的这个 这种偶像崇拜。
And that is a female idol worship.
很多我们都认为美国是一个基督教国家。
We often think of the United States as a Christian country.
当然，美国建国的时候的基督徒的文化是非常浓厚的。
It is true that the Christian faith was very common when the U.S. was established.
但是它不是一个基督教国家。
However, it is not a Christian nation.
它从一开始的时候就走了拜偶像的道路。
From the beginning, there was idol worship there.
所以这个美国的白宫的设计
，And so the construction of the White House
是最典型的拜巴利和亚舍拉的那个祭坛的形式。
Is very similar to the temple of Baal and Asherah.
那么在美国的白宫是一个白色的圆顶的房子。
The White House has a white colored dome.
那么那个表示什么意思呢
？What does that represent?
表示女性的生殖系统。
It represents the female fertility.
那么在前面有一个广场。
And in the front there is a plain.
然后在广场的中间有一个方尖的碑。
And in between there, there is a pillar.
那么那个碑就表示巴利的崇拜的标志。
And the pillar is a symbol of Baal worship.
那是男性生殖器的象征。
It represents the male fertility.
所以那一个男女的结合。
And there is a unity in male and female.
那就象征着一种生殖的祝福。
It represents blessings in fertility.
这是最古老的偶像崇拜的模式。
This is the most ancient symbol of idol worship.
那么借着这种这个最关重要的建筑来把它表达出来。
And it has been shown in the most important monument in the U.S.
因为这个共济会
，because
这个共济会英文叫什么？我忘记了，这个大家可能有人记得啊，他们是一个早期的建筑师协会。
They were the stonemasons were originally builders.
那么他们建设世界上伟大的建筑。
And they built many of the world's greatest monuments.
包括天主教的梵蒂冈。
Including the Vatican.
都是经过他们这种思维的设计。
Was built by their design.
其实都与最原始的这个巴利崇拜有关系。
And it is all related to the original Baal worship.
因此这个巴利崇拜的时候
And so when they worship Baal,
他们有庙祭在那里这个犯奸淫的这种形式。
They have the worship.
他们有这个就是在庙里边的 prostitute.这个
religious prostitution in their worship.
所以是一种非常邪恶的宗教形式。
It is a very abominable religious action.
那么借着这一个亚哈跟外邦这个女子通婚
，and by the marriage of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel，
那么他们就把这个邪恶的东西就引进到以色列里边来。
They brought this evil thing into the nation of Israel。
那么使得以色列的整个信仰变得非常的糟糕。
So all of Israel's faith became very terrible。
那么这时候就出现一位爱上帝、爱自己的。百姓的先知
And at this time there was a prophet who loved God and loved his people.
那么他的名字叫以利亚
And his name was Elijah.
那么这个是个真实的名字还是人称呼他叫以利亚我们不知道
We don't know if this was his actual name or if it was his nickname.
因为他的家乡是一个不出名的地方
Because he came from a not very famous town.
这个叫这个提斯比在这个基列地的提斯比
Somewhere called Tisba.
那么这个地方在圣经的历史上，在任何地方不知道有这么个地方。
This place is very unknown within the scriptures.
这个以利亚这个名字就是耶和华是神的意思。
And the word Elijah means God is king. The Lord is God.
Yeah, 就是这个意思。所以是不是他真的叫这个名字，还是人们把他就是给他这么一个称呼，我们不太清楚。
We don't know if this was his birth name or this is what people called him.
以利亚出来的时候做一件事。
And when Elijah came out, he did something.
他说：“我若不祷告，天不下雨。”
He said, "If I do not pray, then it will not rain."
哇，这个很厉害。
This is very severe.
前几天，我去了一个水库。
A few days ago, I went to a water dam.
我发现水库里边的水已经很低了。
I noticed that the reservoir was not very high capacity.
今年我们 维多利亚的水的储存量比去年低 10%。
This year the water reservoirs in Victoria are 10% lower than last year.
那么我们现在还在下雨。
We can see that it is raining.
大家可以想象吗？如果三年零六个月不下雨
，Can you imagine if there was no rain for 3.5 years?
这个我们的生活，变成是一个什么样子
？What would our life be like?
那个时候，在以色列，饥荒很大。
At that time, there was a great drought.
那么死饿死的人很多。
Many people starved to death.
那么这个等到三年半结束以后
，After 3.5 years,
以利亚就去见亚哈了。
Elijah came before King Ahab.
那么今天我们读的经文的开始
，And today at the start of the scriptures,
当亚哈见到以利亚的时候
，When Ahab saw Elijah,
就说了一句话
，He says something.
他说是以色列遭灾的，就是你吗
？He says it is you, the troublemaker of Israel.
为什么他这样说
？Why does he say this?
因为以利亚曾经宣告
，Because Elijah formerly said,
说我若不祷告，天不下雨。
He said, unless I pray, it will not rain.
给人一个感觉，就好像天不下雨是因为以利亚的祷告造成的。
As if it did not rain because of Elijah's prayer.
可是。为什么以利亚要这样祷告
？But why will Elijah pray this way？
因为以利亚明白信仰正确的重要性。
Because Elijah knows the importance of true faith。
以利亚宁可饿死一批人。
Elijah would rather let many people starve。
好使整个民族能够在信仰上归正。
So that the nation can have true faith。
在我们今天的文化里面
，In our culture today，
有一个非常可怕的话
，There's a very terrible saying，
就是所有的宗教都是一样的
，That all religions are the same，
都需要彼此尊重
，They must respect each other。
这是一个极其可怕的一句话
，This is a very terrible saying。
宗教是不一样
，Religions are not the same。
不是信所有宗教都是可以的。
It is not okay to trust any religion.
因此，有些人就说你们基督徒太霸道了。
Some say you Christians are so arrogant.
为什么你们才是对的，人家都是错的
？Why are you the only correct one?
弟兄姊妹，正确的就是正确的，错误的就是错误的。
Brothers and sisters, correct is correct, wrong is wrong.
正确对错误是没有必要，也不应该有任何的所谓的尊重。
The truth does not need to have respect for lies.
所以在当年以利亚的时候
，And so in the time of Elijah,
他出来感觉上好像他是一个非常冷酷的一个先知。
He seemed like a very cold-hearted prophet.
他不但祷告三年零六个月不下雨
，Not only did he pray for a drought,
而且当他证明耶和华是神的时候
，But when he proved that the Lord is God.
他把拜巴利的先知全部杀掉。
He slaughtered all of the prophets of Baal.
给人感觉上，他好像很残忍的一个人。
As if he was a very harsh person.
但是这是为了一个民族的归正。
But it is for the reform of a nation.
我们会不会今天说一句话？
Today, perhaps we should say, perhaps we might say something.
你正常的细胞和癌细胞反正都是细胞嘛，一样的。
The cancer cells are the same as the normal cells.
当你去看医生的时候，医生说：“对不起，你得癌症了。”
When you go to see a doctor, the doctor will say, "I'm sorry, you have cancer."
我需要动手术把你的癌症从你的身体里边切除。
I need to remove the cancer cells from your body.
然后你就说：“医生啊，你太残忍了。”
And you say, "Oh, doctor, you are too harsh."
这个癌细胞不是也是我身体里边的细胞吗？
Aren't the cancer cells also my cells?
细胞不是都一样吗？
Aren't cells all the same?
你为什么把我身体里边的细胞割除？
Why do you want to cut some of them out?
哎呀，你这个人很不好。
You are not a good person.
是这样吗？
Would you say this?
不对吧？
Surely not.
你大概你连医生如果告诉你我六个月以后才有时间给你开刀，你会说你为什么等那么长时间？快点给我开呀！
If the doctor said I have to wait 6 months, you will say, "Hurry up and just do it now."
为什么你赶紧的让他快你开给你开刀
？Why are you in such a hurry?
你知道那个癌细胞长多了以后会要你的命的。
You know that if there are many cancer cells, you will probably die.
是不是
？Is this so?
是不是？ 弟兄姊妹，错误的宗教会要一个民族的命的。
Brothers and sisters, wrong religion will fail a nation.
因为错误的指导思想。
Because of wrong concepts.
错误的敬拜对象。
The wrong worship.
使我们整个走向错误。
Will cause all to walk the wrong path.
今天世界上所有国家的问题。
Today, the problem in every country in the world.
只有一个问题。
Only one.
什么问题？
What is it?
信仰错误。
Wrong faith.
这是普世所有的地方的问题的根本问题。
This is the true problem of all places.
今天我们在澳大利亚。
Today we are in Australia.
我们尊重各种宗教。
We respect all religions.
我们尊重同性恋。
We respect homosexuality.
将来有一天我们还有什么不尊重的？
One day, what is there that we will not respect?
我们尊重与不尊重中间的界限到底在哪里？
Is there a boundary between things we should not respect?
将来有一天杀人犯也要尊重吗？
Will it be fine to respect murderers?
强奸犯也要尊重吗？
Will it be fine to respect rapists?
如果你说不尊重，
You say we shall not do that.
他就会来翻过来问你，
They will come and say to you,
你凭什么不尊重？
Why don't you respect me?
你根据什么说我的行为是错的？
Why do you say that I am wrong?
你告诉我你杀鸡和我杀人有什么不同？
Tell me what is the difference between you killing chicken and me killing people?
你已经没有讨论的基础了。
You have no basis for discussion.
因为你已经把绝对的真理抛弃了。
Because you have discarded the true authority.
所以这个世界的败坏就没有办法来阻挡。
And so nothing can stop the corruption of the world.
因此在信仰上的归正。
And so the correct faith.
是每一个个人、每一个家庭、每一个社会必须要做的一件事情。
Is necessary for every individual family and society.
哪怕付上沉重的代价，
Even at the cost of a great price,
也是必须要做的事情。
However, it is necessary.
那么以利亚来到以色列人中间的时候，
And so when Elijah came amongst the Israelite people,
百姓来到他的面前，
Many people came before him.
他就说你们心怀二意要到几时呢？第二十一节。
He said, how long will you have two different opinions?
那么在这个以利亚的时代，
At the time of Elijah,
以色列人并没有完全把对于耶和华上帝的信仰抛弃了。
The Israelites did not completely discard their worship of Lord.
而是他在敬拜耶和华上帝同时他也把巴利拿进来了。
But that at the same time as they worshiped the Lord, they also worshiped Baal.
所以他们成为一个容纳多元宗教的文化。
And so they became a culture that accepted many religions.
所以这个今天跟我们今天的情况是一样的。
Seems like it is very similar to us today.
所以在我们甚至于在我们的生命里边，我们也在接纳多元文化。
Even in our own lives, we accept many culture, multiculturalism.
这个多元文化是可以接受的。
Some cultures can be accepted.
但是多元信仰是不能接受的。
However, multi-religions cannot be accepted.
这个信仰我们再一次强调是什么呢？
Because we will once again consider what is faith.
就是确定你心中的至高权威。
Faith is determining what is your highest authority.
所以这里说，若耶和华是神，当顺从耶和华。
And so it says, if the Lord is God, follow him.
当巴利，如果是巴利是神的话，要顺从巴利。
If Baal is God, follow him.
那么在这里就清楚地告诉我们信仰到底是什么。
And so it clearly tells us what is faith.
就是你的至高权威的确认。
Faith is knowing what is your highest authority.
那么当你确定了你的至高权威的时候，
When you know your highest authority,
你的行事为人就要按照他的权威来遵行。
All of your actions should follow it.
所以你不能有多个不同的权威。
You cannot have multiple authorities.
如果他是神，
If he is God,
就是表示他是至高的权威，
Then he is the highest authority.
你要根据他的原则来生活。
You will act according to his reason.
那么如果另外一个说他也是权威，
If there is another that says he is also an authority,
那么这两个权威是不一样的。
And they are different.
你怎么可能同时来听两个呢？
How can you follow both of them?
有一个老师说二加三等于五。
One teacher says two plus three is five.
有人老师说二加三等于八。
The other says two plus three is eight.
到底等于五还是等于八？
Is it five or eight?
那么在我们今天的文化里边说，你愿意喜欢等于五就等于五，你愿意喜欢等于八就等于八。
In today's culture, we say we should accept all opinions.
我们整个社会的混乱就从这样信仰的混乱里边就产生出来。
And so the confusion of society today comes from this confusion in faith.
因此在今天因为信仰的模糊，
And so because of the confusion in our faith,
就导致了我们在真理上的模糊。
It has caused the confusion in truth.
就导致了我们整个做人原则的模糊。
It has caused the confusion in all ethics.
到了最后我们就没有原则了。
At the end of the day, there is no reason.
所以在今天我们的民主的社会里面。
And so in our democratic society today.
那么最后什么是最高原则呢？
What is the highest reason?
就是多数人认为是对的，这个就最高原则。
Perhaps the opinion of the majority.
多数人同意的就是真理吗？
Is the truth what is agreed by the majority?
很多时候我们知道多数人认为对的东西往往是不对的。
Often we know that the majority is very wrong.
所以今天我们所遵循的社会的法则。
And so the law of our society today.
大部分是错误的。
Much of it is wrong.
所以这个导致我们整个今天社会要走下坡。
And this has caused society today to begin to corrupt.
越来越走向混乱。
Walk into corruption.
最后走向灭亡。
And eventually into destruction.
我们知道这一个命运是无可挽回的。
We know that this fate cannot be avoided.
那么我们知道基督再来之前的时候，这是一个普世必然走向的趋势。
And we know that before the second coming of Christ, this will happen.
但是别人灭亡。
However, if others go into destruction,
那么你也愿意和他们一同走向灭亡吗？
Will you go with them?
神在这个时候要拯救一批人。
At this time, God will save some people.
当然是透过耶稣基督的救赎来实现。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那么这个时候我们要在信仰上归正。
At this time, our faith must be corrected.
要认识这一位至高独一的权威。
We should know the true authority.
然后按照他所启示出来的真理来建立我们做人的基础。
And build our ethics on his revealed truth.
那么其实这件事情不是个人的选择。
This is not an individual choice.
而是每一个人的必须。
But a necessity.
这个就好像你每一个人都需要呼吸空气你才能活着。
Just like that every single person needs to breathe oxygen.
不是因为你选择呼吸空气。
It is not that you choose to breathe oxygen.
是你必须呼吸空气。
But that you must.
不过你能够屏住不呼吸空气的时间比较短。
The time that you can choose to not breathe oxygen is fairly short.
大概只有几分钟的时间。
Probably only a few minutes.
那么你不呼吸你就会死掉。
If you stop breathing, you will die.
那你就知道你必须呼吸。
And then you will realize that you must breathe.
神给我们在信仰上的这个归正的时间比较长。
The time for our available time is fairly long for us to choose our correct faith.
那么如果在这个时候你不选择归正。
If at this time you choose to refuse,
那么就像你屏住呼吸一样。
Just like when you hold your breath.
那么你在这个屏住呼吸的时间越长的时候，你就觉得身体越不舒服。
The more you hold your breath, the more uncomfortable you will be.
那么当你在信仰上错误的时候，
And when your faith is wrong,
你的人生就越来越不舒服。
Your life will be uncomfortable.
越来越不蒙福。
More and more unblessed.
越来越堕落。
More and more corrupt.
你的家庭就会越来越混乱。
Your family will become troubled.
整个社会就会越来越不适于生活。
And society will not be fit for living.
因此信仰的归正。
And so the correct faith.
不是你我选一个宗教，我想信这个，我想信佛，我想信回，不是这样的。
Is not a free choice for you.
是必须的选择。
But a necessary choice.
所以这个以利亚在这里告诉以色列人说，你们不要心怀二意。
And at this time, Elijah says to the Israelites, do not have two opinions.
你们必须确定谁是真神。
You must know who is the true God.
然后借着确立真神来确定你的生活的这个准则。
And once you know the true God, you can set your path for your life.
接下来的故事我们就不谈了。
Following the story, we will not go through the story.
以利亚在当时用了当时的百姓能够认识的那个方式，来用神迹的方式来见证神的真实。
At that time, Elijah used a miracle to testify who is the true God.
今天我们也许不用同样的方式。
Perhaps we will not use the same methods today.
在今天的周报的里面。
In our weekly bulletin.
我们登上去一篇文章。
There we wrote an essay.
就是关于主耶稣在世的时候。
Speaking of when Jesus was in the world.
犹太人向耶稣来要神迹。
The Israelites came to Jesus to ask for a miracle.
其实耶稣在当时行了很多的神迹。
Actually, Jesus made many miracles already.
可是他们有眼看不见。
They had eyes, but they didn't see it.
他们看不见的原因是因为他们不信。
They didn't see it because they couldn't believe.
因为他们不信，所以他们不 care 这件事情。
Because they didn't believe, they didn't care about the miracles.
所以耶稣行了很多神迹，他们好像没有看见。
And so Jesus did many miracles, but they didn't notice them.
那么我们也希望看到神迹。
Today we also wish that we could see miracles.
所以你看到神迹吗？
Do you see miracles?
首先，我们把看惯了的神迹当成了自然。
Often with the miracles we are used to seeing, we treat them as normal.
其实今天神在我们的生活里边留下多少他存在的迹象。
Actually, God has left many signs of His existence in our lives.
今天早晨有姊妹谈到这个眼睛做手术以后看不清楚。
This morning, a sister spoke to me that she cannot see properly after an operation.
我们就知道我们的眼睛是多么精密的一个器官。
And we know how detailed our eyes are as an organ.
它怎么进化？
How could it have evolved?
这个神给我们设计的这个眼睛是多么样的宝贵。
Our eyes are so valuable that God has designed for us.
是个单镜片的镜头。
It has a single iris.
然后它的调节的速度你是不可想象。
And the speed of its focus is very fast.
然后它看到的广度也是你一般的单镜片的镜头永远无法和它相比的。
And the width of the vision is very superior to most lens.
然后我们的整个的肌肉的调节的速度和我们的神经的反应，整个这个眼睛的结构它的发育，简直用人的科学根本无法想象。
And the speed of the muscles and the nerves are very complex.
然后里边没有血管来供应营养。
There are no veins to supplement it.
是靠一种特殊的体液来进行营养交换。
It receives nutrition from a special source.
这样的设计不能说明神在我们身上的恩典吗？
Doesn't this design show God's grace upon us?
所以我们把看惯了的神迹当成自然。
And we treat the miracle every day as normal.
我们什么时候我们的晶体里边这么干净呢？
When did we realize that our eyes are so clean?
什么时候进化能够使我们的体验能够进化到这种程度？
Why would evolution make it so perfect?
弟兄姊妹，你看到每一只眼睛都是完美的。
We see that every single eye is beautiful.
只不过在我们的生活过程当中，它逐渐逐渐的老化。
Only that in our everyday lives they become old.
当我们不懂得保护它的时候，我们把它伤害了。
And when we do not know how to protect them, we damage them.
每一只原始的眼睛都是完美的。
Every original eye was perfect.
人的眼睛是这样的。
Human eyes are like this.
狗的眼睛也这样。
Dog's eyes are the same.
猫的眼睛也这样。
And cat's eyes are also.
小鸟的眼睛也这样。
Birds.
每一条鱼的眼睛也这样。
Every fish.
为什么这样？
Why is this so?
你看见过没有进化好的眼睛吗？
Have you seen an eye that did not properly evolve?
我们从来没有见过，对不对？
We haven't seen any.
这些悖逆的科学家。
These rebellious scientists.
他们提出所谓的进化论。
They raise the question of evolution.
有一天，他们要在永生上帝的面前交账。
One day they will face the judgment of God.
他们败坏人的信仰。
They destroy people's faith.
引导人走抵抗上帝的道路。
Lead people away from God.
因此，他们也败坏社会的道德。
And they corrupt the morals of the society.
因为当他们倡导无神论的时候
，Because when they speak of atheism,
就等于告诉人民，你不需要有一个敬畏的对象。
It is to say to people that you do not need to worship anyone.
没有上帝
，There is no God.
你就是上帝
，You are God.
所以你想干什么就干什么。
And so whatever you want to do, do it.
他们就是放纵人类罪性的最原始的元凶。
And they are the people who indulge in people's sins.
所以不要觉得科学家有什么了不起。
Don't think that scientists are so good.
所以他们对社会导致的伤害比他们带来的益处要大得多。
The damage they cause to society is much greater than the benefits.
我们呼吁这个社会上的科学家好好悔改。
We hope that they can repent.
不要再引领这个社会走向悖逆的道路。
And to stop leading society in a path of rebellion.
以至于导致整个社会的灭亡。
Until all of society is destroyed.
所以当年以利亚他证明神是神的时候
，In those days when Elijah proved that the Lord is God，
并没有对那些拜偶像的假先知留情。
He was not merciful to the Baal prophets。
今天 我们不再用这种的方式。
Today we do not use the same methods.
然而，我们心里边要明白。
But in our hearts we should understand.
这些导致整个民族社会走错路的人。
That these people who confuse the society and take them down the wrong path.
他们的行为是可憎恶的。
Their actions are deplorable.
在今天的社会当中，我们除了我们看到普遍的神迹之外，我们还有特殊的神迹可看吗？
In our society, other than the general miracles, are there any specific miracles we can see?
我们在这里再一次强调。
Let us once again say.
人类的历史不是依照人的意志来转移的。
The history of humanity was not caused by people.
而是那一位掌管人类历史的上帝来引导历史的发展的。
But was guided by the God who created mankind.
那么在我们这个时代里边最伟大的神迹是什么呢？
And the greatest miracle in our day, in the modern time.
我们再一次强调是以色列的复国。
Is the resurrection of the nation of Israel.
所以这一个以色列的复国。
And so this resurrection
早在几千年以前的圣经里边就预言了。
Was already prophesied in the scripture thousands of years ago.
那么到今天它应验。
And today it became true.
今天有多少的国家和民族反对以色列复国？
Today many nations oppose this.
但是以色列还是复国了。
However, the kingdom of Israel still exists.
有多少人想把这个小小的以色列把它消灭？
Many people want to get rid of this small country.
使我们看到谁反对以色列，谁就蒙羞辱。
And we see that whoever opposes Israel, they are humiliated.
谁攻击以色列，谁就灭亡。
Whoever attacks Israel, they will fail.
所以是我们看到这是这个时代的最伟大不可辩驳的神迹。
And we see this great miracle in our modern day today.
神用他无言的见证向普世的人宣告。
God through this great testimony he tells the whole world.
预言以色列复国的这位神他是神。
The one that prophesied the nation of Israel he is God.
其他的不是神。
All others are not God.
所以现在那些信奉其他宗教的人
And today, those who hope in other religions,
很不服气。
They are very unhappy.
所以他们就想要证明我们的神也是神。
They want to say our gods are also gods.
那时候当他们去攻击以色列的时候
At that time when they go to attack Israel,
他们也祷告。
They also pray.
他们攻击这个发起这个攻击的时候
When they call the attack.
他们的士兵嘴里边呼喊他们上帝的名字。
Their soldiers yell the name of their God.
最后他们失败的非常的悲惨。
And they fail.
他们不明白为什么。
They don't know why.
他们现在还在想办法来证明他们的信仰是对的。
Today they continue to want to prove that their faith is true.
但是忘记了上帝的时间到了。
But they forget that the time of God is near.
因为他们不相信圣经。
Because of their unbelief in the scriptures.
不相信独一上帝的启示。
Because in the unbelief in the revelation of God.
圣经说他们必承担他们的羞辱。
The scripture says they will carry their humiliation.
当时这个以利亚做完了这个见证以后。
At that time after Elijah completed his testimony.
我们感觉到有一点点的可惜。
We see that there is a very sad thing.
这个以利亚对亚哈说。
Elijah says to Ahab.
现在你可以去吃喝了。
Go up, eat and drink.
因为很快就要下雨了。
For there is a sound of rushing rain.
我不知道当弟兄姊妹看到这句话的时候有什么感受。
I don't know how everybody feels when they see this.
按照正常的情况下。
Under normal circumstances.
以利亚这个时候应该对亚哈说什么呢？
What would Elijah say to King Ahab?
应该说什么？
What do you think he would say?
啊？哎，应该说你现在知道了吧？你该悔改了。
Now you should know that I am true. You should repent.
可惜以利亚不知道为什么没有呼召亚哈悔改。
For some reason, Elijah doesn't call Ahab to repentance.
叫他去吃喝。
He says, "Go and eat and drink."
好像行完了这个神迹，事情就结束了。
As if after this miracle, everything is done.
证明上帝是上帝。
It is proof that Lord is God.
只做完了事情的前半部。
He only did half of the task.
然后面对上帝的悔改。
Now he must face God's repentance.
才是解决问题的根本。
And that will solve the problem.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是说哦，你是神，我们来敬拜你就可以了。
Brothers, we do not say that you only have to worship God.
而是我们知道了这位神。
But once you know God,
要悔改我们的错误。
You must repent of your wrongs.
把我们的心中的假神除掉。
All of your false gods should be removed.
然后使我们确认他是我们的神。
And you know that he is God.
然后按照他的旨意好好的遵行。
And act according to his will.
那么这个才是把问题从根本上解决。
And then you have solved the problem.
这个当时在中国大陆的时候有一句话。
Some time ago in China, there was a saying.
我不知道这个翻译能不能翻译，叫做把革命进行到底。
To take the revolution all the way to the end.
Very good. 所以，但愿我们在信仰上也不要给自己留很多后路。
And so we hope that our faith will also not be half-hearted.
让我们不要是双重的信仰在我们的生命里。
That we do not have a faith of two opinions.
我们心里边要明确谁是我们的神。
Our hearts should be certain who is our God.
谁是我们的至高者。
Who is our highest authority.
他为我们定了什么样的道路。
What kind of path has he set for us?
因为我们知道在我们的人生里边只有一条路。
Because we know in our life there's only one path.
就是耶稣说我就是道路。
Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
这是我们唯一的信仰。
This is our only faith.
唯一的出路。
Our only path.
唯一的盼望。
Our only hope.
但愿这样的信息。
I hope that this message
能够归正我们在座的每一个人我们心中的那个最高的法这个原则
can correct everyone's reason in their hearts
然后使我们进入到正确的信仰里边来
so that we can enter the true faith
为要从今天到永恒使我们成为蒙恩得福气的人
so that we can have blessing from today until eternity
愿上帝祝福我们
and Lord bless everyone
谢谢